How are we doing in the war on cancer, or shall we put it, the war on the many different cancers? There are notable gains against one of the big killers, lung cancer. Death rates from it have fallen over 1.5% per year in the last decade. At the same time, U.S. life expectancy has been declining as other causes of death rise. These are mostly lifestyle afflictions, including drug and alcohol use and suicide, the diseases of despair. Are the gains against lung cancer due to better medical treatments, better drugs? There are some new potent drugs, though mostly for the advanced cases where extension of life is modest. With genome-targeted treatments, that's an average of only 30 weeks. The main reason for lower death rates from lung cancer is lower incidence of the disease. Much bigger drops in mortality from all cancers would come from a fairer society. The American Cancer Society estimates that in 2014, 59% of lung cancer deaths in people aged 25 to 74 could have been averted by eliminating socioeconomic disparities. That's our real curse, as the U.S. continues to become more and more unequal. Look up the Gini coefficient, G-I-N-I, and think about it. Meanwhile, Dr. Vinay Prasad says, we need to dismantle policies that promote obesity and the use of environmental carcinogens, encourage physical activity, and reduce levels of the carcinogens in the environment. Right on. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.